Lesson number 6, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. El is God. He is in man. The Lord shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. You will notice that there are two spellings. English words are spelled in many different ways across the centuries. And today we generally spell Emmanuel with an E. In 1611, one of the editors decided to spell it with an I. It means exactly the same thing. God with us. The coming in of God into humanity to be with us, to live with us, to communicate with us. Part number 5. Revealed divinity. How did God purpose in his emptied Son to reveal divinity? What aspects of divinity would be put into that open vessel, earthen vessel of Christ's humanity? In this part, we think of two or three illustrations. First one was the raising of Lazarus. Jesus Christ waited till Lazarus was dead and rotting. Then he went to the tomb. He had men roll away the stone. He could just as easily have done it himself. But he never does for man what man can do for himself. And then, having prayed, he commanded Lazarus to come forth. Lazarus, come forth. The power to give life to a rotting corpse was how divinity was revealed in the resurrection of Lazarus. Another time, his house, his temple on earth, was being polluted by money changers, by a marketplace where animals and vegetables for sacrifices were being sold. And Jesus took a rope of straw, fragile, ephemeral, symbol of his justice. And in his clear, strong voice, ordered the temple cleared. Priests, guards, teachers, worshippers, Levites, the curious, fled in terror. Divinity flashed through humanity, investing Christ with a dignity and glory he had never manifested before. Christ spoke with a power that swayed the people like a mighty tempest. As he cleared the temple, he revealed that God would tolerate no irreverence or materialism in his place of worship. Thus, divinity was shown in humanity. When he talked to Philip, he says, "Have I been such a long time with you and you haven't seen the Father?" He was revealing the Father by his patient teaching and his humble life day by day. At the time of his arrest, when he was confronted by Judas, he asked the question, "Whom seek ye?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he used the same expression that he had used to Moses long before, "I am." And divinity flashed through humanity, and Caiaphas and Judas and the rest of the temple guard fell as dead men. This flashing of divinity through humanity, as our note indicates, had occurred several times before this. So he chose to reveal himself as God before Judas and Caiaphas to prevent them arresting him. Judas hadn't yet betrayed, he had agreed to. And Jesus Christ identified himself not only as Jesus of Nazareth, but as God. And if they had stayed on their knees and continued worshipping him, the history of the world would have been different. Part number two. God with us is revealed in Christ's power to read men's hearts. He could read men as a book. He didn't need to be told what was in man. He understood. When he talked to the woman by the well, he knew the number of husbands she had. He knew her relationships with the man with whom she was now living. When he talked with Zacchaeus of the sycamore tree, he knew the state of his heart. He knew that that was his born-again conversion day. He was ready to come to his home to seal that agreement. In the upper room, he could read Judah's heart as if it were written in a book. And you can get many illustrations of Christ's ability to read men's thoughts. Nicodemus, the rich young ruler, Matthew, Peter, the Pharisees, woman taken in adultery, Martha, Mary, rabbis. He didn't need anyone to tell him men's thoughts. He wished to understand. His divinity through the power of the Spirit gave him a perfect readout of every man. Part number three. As a manual, he demonstrated that he could read the future. He was a prophet. He predicted his own sufferings, his own arrest, his own crucifixion, his death and resurrection. He predicted the signs of the last days. He enlarged on Daniel's prophecy of the Middle Ages. And he reveals that he is going to make a new heavens and a new earth. As the revealer of God, he was the perfect prophet. Part number four. As God, he could escape his enemies any time he wished. To understand this aspect, we should bear in mind that in John chapter 2, when he was dealing with his mother at the time of the lack of wine at the wedding feast, he said to her, "Mine hour is not yet come." God's purposes know no haste and no delay, like the stars in their courses. The pathway of Jesus Christ was marked out for him clearly. The same way our pathway is marked out clearly. We cannot hasten, we cannot delay the outworking of divine purposes. So until his hour came, there were certain things that he could not do. For example, he could not die before his hour. And when the wicked men and women of Nazareth, incensed at his sermon, decided to lynch him by throwing him down from a precipice, he disappeared. When the Jews tried to arrest him, to destroy him, he disappeared. Angels surrounded him, rendered him invisible, and removed him, as the angels had removed Philip after his conversation with the Ethiopian official. There were times, too, once when he was in the temple, that they tried to stone him. Jesus Christ disappeared. One minute he was there, one minute he was not. And so Christ demonstrated his power to escape death and the frustration of the divine plan for him by yielding himself to the angels so that they could protect him. He was where he should have been, doing what he should have been doing, and because the task was not finished, the angels could keep him alive. Part number five. As God among us, he forgave sins. The Rabbis were perfectly accurate when they said, only God can forgive sins. So when Jesus Christ said to the paralytic, let down in Peter's house, son, thy sins are forgiven thee, he was deliberately demonstrating that he was God. He agreed. He didn't argue that when they said only God can forgive sins. He said, in effect, yeah, I agree with that. In other words, if you want to listen to what I'm saying, when I say I forgive sins, I am saying I am God. To the woman taken in adultery, he said, neither do I condemn thee. To Mary, go, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. So he has power, authority, as the Savior, as the one who has paid the penalty, as the one who has supplied all the needs. He has the power and the authority to forgive sins when he will. Part number 6, the focus of this lesson. Emmanuel, God with us. As we think about the humanity of Christ, what should this mean to us? What are my problems? What are my temptations? What are my relationships? Does life tend to appear to get beyond me? I cannot cope with it. He wasn't tempted in all points like as we are. He was in touch with divine resources that helped him in every time of need. Does this mean anything to me? Do I really believe this? If I'm in need of food, where did he get it? When he needed to entertain 5,000 guests, where did he get it? His father provided it through a little boy's generosity. And under the blessing of God, his tiny little sack lunch was a banquet for a multitude, with baskets full of remnants to take home, feed others who should have been there, but for some reason or other had been prevented. As God with us, he can remove my guilt by forgiving my sins. All I have to do is to come to him and ask him for forgiveness, and he will freely forgive all my sins. He has power to protect me in danger till my work on earth is finished. When mine hour has come, when my time has come, then I should say, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Till then, I must work while it is called today, for the night comes when no man can work. So as I watch Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, living among men, choosing situations, choosing environments, allowing himself to be led of the Spirit this way and that, into this circumstance and that circumstance, then my need to trust as he trusts comes more vividly to my mind. Why did he preach in Nazareth when he might have preached in other congregations that would have accepted him with open arms? He had a work to do. He had a ministry to carry out himself, for himself, as a demonstration to us today in the 20th century. He had a ministry to carry out on behalf of the people in Nazareth 2,000 years ago. He had a ministry to carry out to demonstrate his relationship to his Father so the universe might behold Satan, God, Christ, man. The great controversy, the drama of the ages must be enacted. And so as Jesus Christ in the body that he had chosen, fitted to be tempted in all points, injected himself into the course of human history 4,000 years after sin and degeneracy had entered, we see demonstrated a man who, when controlled by the Spirit and yielded to the Father, could grow pleasing to man, to God, and the universe, and who could bring about salvation and redemption to all who would. Our heart's cry should be, Lord, come and incorporate thyself within us as effectively.